name is Jim Evans. I retired from the University of Illinois in 1995 and have worked in agricultural journalism and communications for about 52 years. My formal education began at Iowa State College. I majored in agricultural journalism and completed that program in 1954. 6 years into my career, I entered a Master of Business Administration degree from the University of Chicago and completed that with an emphasis in marketing in late 1961. 7 years into my academic career, I completed a PhD in communications from the University of Illinois, and that was in 1968. My first job began in 1954, just a few days after my wife Marlene and I were married. We packed up in a little Studebaker car and headed for Green Bay, Wisconsin, where I became an associate farm director for a CBS station. The Korean conflict was going on at that time. I spent 2 years in the Air Force, the first year as a career counselor at Lackland Air Force Base in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and the second year as an assistant information services officer at Warren Air Force Base in Cheyenne. After my military service, we moved to Chicago, and I never expected to live or work in a city, but I went to work with Aubrey, Finley, Marley, and Hodgson, which was a major agricultural advertising agency. I gained experience in working in marketing communications with clients such as the Farm Equipment Division of International Harvester Company, with Illinois Farm Supply Company, Murphy Feeds, PHE Hybrids, International Minerals and Chemical, and other agricultural clients. Then I took a leave of absence because I felt I needed more marketing experience and understanding. After the master's then, I expected to go back into my professional work, but in January of 1962, I became a new assistant professor in agricultural communications at the University of Illinois. I had never taught a course, I had never taken an education course, but I was teaching two ag journalism courses and leading a new ag comm program there. And I found that I loved it. I ended up leading that teaching and academic program for 23 years until 1985, when I went into an administrative position helping organize a new academic unit that combined agricultural communications, agricultural education, extension education, and then the support groups in extension communications, experiment station publications, and the vocational agriculture resources. And I retired from that administrative position in 1995. I continue as a retiree, as a volunteer associate in the Agricultural Communications Documentation Center. I enjoy working informally with students and with the AgCom program here. These comments are going to capsulize some of my views about key accomplishments in the field of agricultural journalism and communications during my career. I would start with the introduction of television, the emergence of television in the 1940s and early 1950s, and I didn't realize it when I was an undergraduate, but I was in those pioneering days. We were doing live noontime farm programs with a live band. It was a new, fascinating medium, and the farm broadcasting side of that mushroomed right along with other aspects of entertainment and information and news and education and television. I think the expansion in the number of universities that offered degree programs in agricultural journalism and communications would be on my list of major accomplishments. And these took place primarily since the 1970s. This is a relatively young academic field in our universities. More courses are being offered starting in that time frame. The recent emergence of graduate degree programs, there's more research being conducted in ag communications. I think that rural farm broadcasters went through a tremendous set of changes during my career. In the settings in which they operate as farm broadcasters, that's changed terrifically. The financial base for farm broadcasting has changed. The programming niche for agriculture programming has changed greatly. The commercial farm publishers have adapted to increasing specialization in farm enterprises, and they've done so through the increase of what would be called the specialized or vertical periodicals to serve these specialized interests of producers. Farm publishers also have largely shifted their financial base from subscription income, from subscribers, to the advertising income of the marketing communicators. And they've shifted to primarily to free controlled circulation, which means that most of or all of their financial reliance is on advertising. Well, that has increased and sharpened their focus and their focus on commercial producers as their audience. It's prompted them as far back in the 1950s to drop their general content, editorial content. Many of them dropped their women's sections, but I noticed that more recently in my career, these commercial farm publishers are moving back into what they call lifestyle programming and editorial content and new ag and rural periodicals for another new segment. I think the expansion in special interest communicating by ag organizations has changed greatly during my career. I'm talking here about the communications efforts of agricultural organizations at local, state, national levels, the increasing marketing communications efforts of the agri-marketers, the agribusiness sector. Public agencies and special interest groups are more active in their communications programs. And all of these sectors have been the source of growth for marketplace, for demand for AgCom graduates in public relations and in advertising. And then, of course, during my career, we've seen the introduction of computers and a barrage of new electronic technologies that are new channels for information services that are useful for agriculture. These comments address the question of the biggest influence on me professionally in my agricultural journalism and communications career. I can't avoid commenting on the influence of my parents through the foundations they provided in the values they held, their respect for the worth of work, their culture of reading and learning, and their love of rural people and rural life. To my high school agriculture teacher, John Vermazen, who helped me discover my communications interests through my FFA, public speaking, and through my leadership activities in the FFA and agriculture coursework. And he's the one who called my attention to this career field. I would put on my list of mentors Creighton Canal, who was the extension communicator at Iowa State. He strengthened my skills in agricultural radio and television, and later he employed me in my first job. Dixon Harper is one of my key mentors. He was an associate at the advertising agency, and he was a professional mentor at that agency. He taught me about marketing communications in agriculture, the marketing side of ag broadcasting in particular. And finally, I would mention Hadley Reed, who was a professor of agricultural communications at the University of Illinois. He was my key mentor. He employed me here. He inspired me with his vision, with his leadership, his pioneering spirit. He provided strong support for this brand new academic program, which he helped found and envision. He opened the door to the international dimensions of my career, and he encouraged in me a commitment to professional service in the field.